Breezy and warm today. It's out ahead of a cold front that's going to bring some showers and a few scattered thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Looks like the bulk of the rainfall is going to be after about 3 o'clock, and there will be two areas to watch. One will be the sea breeze, which should be somewhere between I-95 and the beaches, so it won't be very far inland. But that sea breeze should help trigger a few showers and storms. They'll then move quickly to the beaches, so that will not affect many areas inland, but anywhere from I-95 to the coast, be alert for some late-day showers and thunderstorms that will be locally heavy. Could produce some gusty winds, brief downpours, and a strong storm or two. And then the second area to watch will be to the west and northwest, where we already have heavy showers and thunderstorms occurring early this morning ahead of the cold front. They'll weaken some this morning and then re-intensify this afternoon as the cold front approaches. So areas north and west of Jacksonville will have those showers and thunderstorms that then will overspread the rest of Jacksonville and northeastern Florida this evening and overnight. So initially, the showers and storms are going to be quite scattered, but eventually we all get in on the rain tonight through tomorrow. On and off showers, some rumbles of thunder, and a pretty decent soaking still looks to be in the cards. 100% coverage, rainfall amounts averaging about an inch to an inch and a half. Locally, a couple of inches of rain may fall as we continue our wet spell here that we've had during the middle of March. This storm system, this cold front moving in today, is the same one that's produced all the severe weather the last couple of days. A remarkable tornado, major tornado, hammering New Orleans last evening shortly after sunset. The video is something else, a Midwest-looking tornado ripping through New Orleans just east of downtown, the 9th Ward especially taking it on the chin. Widespread damage, a lot of video showing down trees, destroyed homes and buildings, down power lines, gas mains that have broken, water mains that are shooting water high up into the air like a geyser. I mean, it was quite a scene. And New Orleans asking for mutual aid for search and rescue, and injuries at least have been confirmed. And boy, be lucky in a metropolitan area like that to not have had some fatalities. But quite a storm system, and it's weakening as it advances to our area this afternoon and evening, but we'll likely still see a few strong storms that may produce gusty winds, certainly some very heavy rain and frequent lightning in the areas that get it. And then overnight tonight into tomorrow, it's mostly just widespread rain with some rumbles of thunder at times. Now, not all is lost this week when it comes to the weather. I mean, we're coming off a couple of nice days, right? And by the end of the week, we'll have another nice one on Friday. We'll break out into sunshine on the backside of this frontal system and storm system as it moves away. It'll be less humid. Temperatures in the low 70s Friday afternoon, and that sets us up for a gorgeous weekend, nice and cool. Sunshine both Saturday and Sunday. We'll reach the low to mid-70s Saturday, then a dry cold front will move through Saturday night and reinforce the cool, dry air mass for Sunday. We'll struggle to get to 70 degrees on Sunday and drop into the 40s Sunday night. So that's a bargain, right? This time of year, we're getting into spring, and that'll be nice and cool. You'll be able to open up the windows and let Mother Nature take care of that air conditioning if you can handle that oak pollen. Yes, we still have oak pollen, but we're past the peak, so we're seeing improvement. Still there, but we are seeing light at the end of the tunnel on that darn pollen, which has been a rough year and an interesting season, of course, starting so early with the pine pollen, getting abruptly interrupted by several weeks of way below average temperatures and a significant freeze. And then, of course, it was oak pollen's turn during the last several weeks, which has been pretty prolific, but seeing some improvement now. And the rain will give us some temporary relief as well. So again, today, a cold front approaching. Expect some widely scattered showers and storms to develop with the sea breeze late this afternoon. Widespread showers and thunderstorms move in with the cold front from the northwest. Then through this evening and overnight with on and off rain and a 20-degree temperature drop tomorrow. With the rain and north breeze and clouds, temperatures will be stuck in the 60s all day long tomorrow, compared to the 80s that we'll reach today before the showers and storms develop. Chloe weather all the time. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.